I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 22nd, 2013 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner? Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Milner is out of town and excused. Six members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our council meeting. There are agendas on the two side tables if you want to get one of those. And if there's an item on the agenda you wish to address council on, please raise your hand when we get to that and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. Right now, we invite you to join us on our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by the President of Council, Mrs. Westphal.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and I do have two items to add as 7F will be ordinance 9-2013, distributed this evening, nor was it, it was in your council packet, and as 7G, ordinance 10-2013. Mrs. Westphal.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanam.
I would like to add discussion of and scheduling of a public hearing on the proposed amendment to the sign code.
Let's make that agenda item 13. You remember, there's an ordinance number on that, but I don't have it. It might be in the meeting minutes, actually. It might be in the Plan Commission meeting minutes, but that's to set a public hearing.
Yes.
Other members of council. Seeing none, Mr. Sanford. Mr. Schroyer. Chief Rodas.
Nothing.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry.
Mr. Maul.
Nothing at this time, Your Honor.
All right, with that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is to approve our meeting minutes from our last meeting on January the 7th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 7th, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes of January 7th, 2013 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five, we're pleased to welcome Chief Jeff Kowalski here to our council meeting along with his architect Joe Vetter and assistant chief to talk about the new number one, or to give us an update of the new fire station number one downtown. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hope everyone can see this. Okay. Apologize if it's to the back of you all. We'll give you a good look.
Chief, why just tilt the camera this way toward them?
We're good.
Got it?
Yep.
Everybody see? Okay. As I said, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I'm excited to be here tonight. Appreciate you allowing me to address you. This is a very exciting time for the fire department. We have our final plans for the number one fire station. The number one fire station will be located at 6633 Monroe Street. That's where it's located now. The size, approximately 8,900 square feet. It will be a little smaller than the current station. It will be a 1.5 story, three bays. The second story will be basically sleeping quarters and shower facilities. We're going to move the station just slightly west of where it is now, this first bay here. If you look at the current station, will be about where the office is on the east side, and that first bay, so we're going to move everything just a little bit west. The current bay, the new extension bay as it sits now is about right here. So we're going to move everything just slightly to the west. We plan on going out for bids on or around the 29th of this month. Bids will be out for 30 days, and at which time we'll award the contracts. We had a couple challenges with the building. There'll be no geothermal heating and cooling in the building because of the site is so small. And the other challenge that we have with the building is the parking area is going to be a little tight. But we feel that working with Mr. Vedder's group, they did a great design on the station itself. This is the front elevation, and this is the west elevation. This is the elevation that acts actually against the railroad tracks. The other two elevations, this is the rear of the structure as it faces Sodders, and then this will be the east wall.
Chief, is the concrete that I see at the bottom, is that the existing retaining wall up against Sodders?
This, no. The building's going to sit 3.5 feet higher than it does today, and it's also going to be moved a little west. So it's going to be out of the ground a little bit more, so that's actually the foundation.
That's the building foundation? Okay.
Speaking about the Sodders foundation wall, we did meet with Mr. Sodder 3 times. We did, fortunately, Bowser Moore, who did the site testing work, had a drawing. You guys did it, actually, from when you guys being here in style. In the late 60s, that the design on that retaining wall, so we had that information. We are going to reinforce it, strengthen it, but not in no other way touch it. We're going to do a fair amount of excavation of the existing soils because of their condition. The east portion of the building will be going on caissons, and the west portion of the building that's come out of the ground.
Going on the caissons, huh? How about that?
Yeah, well, it has to do with saving that wall.
Sure, get the load below.
Foundation wall. Right. So we're gonna sit down. The bottom of our caissons will be below the bottom of the footing for that foundation.
So the wall is going to stay there, and how much distance between the wall and the foundation for the building?
5 feet. We're going to be 3 feet from the property line, and that wall is 2 feet on the Sodder's property.
Okay. Doesn't sound like there'd be a barbecue patio down there anymore.
Well, there will be on the west end. I don't know if it will be a barbecue patio, but there'll be a patio for the firefighters.
Very good.
Yeah, there'll be no basement in this facility.
Yeah, Chief, yes. Two questions that I can't tell from the diagram. Is the back entrance to Sodder going to be still in place, or is that going to be taken?
No, sir, that will be taken out. You said the back entrance on the drive?
Yeah.
The drive? Yes, the drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll move.
Yeah. That'll remain.
So this is how the new building will sit on the site. This is Monroe Street.
That's the drive you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's actually a public property. That
right. And the second question, we had quite a bit of discussion over the last couple of years about the ability of the engines to drive into the back of the building. Are we going to not have that here?
Yes, sir. The site is just too small for us to accommodate that. So we decided just to continue to do what we've been doing for 70 years or so. But it's important to point out that the building's going to sit 3.5 feet higher, so the visibility will be much better. And it's sitting, we're getting it back as far as we can out of the site.
So from a firefighter safety standpoint, this is going to be better for them to be able to maneuver into that.
Yes. But they still will use Monroe Street to help maneuver the vehicles.
All right. Thanks.
Looking at the floor plan, we are trying to build the station for the future. This is the first floor plan here. You'll see that there's a tower, a truck on the most easterly bay. There'll be an engine and a transport unit as the first. There'll be accommodations for 10 firefighters. Right now, we have 5 that man that station, a truck and an engine, or excuse me, a fire truck and a life squad man that station now. Possible manning in the future will be a truck company, an engine company, a transport unit, or a life squad, and a battalion chief in the future. On the upstairs, we have 2-bedroom areas. In the front, there'll be 2 beds, and then the other ones will have 8 beds and 3 shower facilities. And if you're interested, there is a pole in this station. We're always asked by little kids, do you have a pole in your station? So we will have a pole in the station. Also.
I was going to ask that question.
Yes, sir, we'll have a pole in the
station. Exterior material, Joe?
We're going to go with the Founders Black, same as on station number 2. We did get a contractor involved to do estimating and having a black wall with a brick veneer frost-wise didn't fit the pattern. So we're doing the Founders Black, and it does. We have submitted a sample to the so that'll be going before the Architectural Review Committee, I think February 13th.
Great. Okay. That even though that's concrete block, it has a very good appearance to it.
Yes.
For everybody here, it was used down at the fruit market that's now Dave White's down at Alexis and Monroe. It looks just like brick. It's a good material.
So that would be consistent with the other municipal buildings that are from the neighborhood?
It will be a larger face, but it is a nice appearance. It's the right color.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Those of us who don't have architect's license.
It'll be much better than the T111 siding, which siding is over there now.
Absolutely. During this phase, we have 2 fuel tanks that we'll be pulling probably about 2 weeks before we go into demolition. We'll be pulling those and doing our soil samples, after which there'll be no fuel dispensed at this station. We do not have fuel dispensed at number 2's, the new station, or number 3's. And we do not have any fuel tanks at number 4's. The plan is to do all fuel filling of apparatus at Township Hall. We're going to redo the islands there and put up a couple more dispensers. So there'll be no fuel at any of these stations, underground storage tanks.
How about schedule, Chief?
Well, Mayor, we're looking at about the 29th, sending the bids out. And
yeah, we'll receive the bids February 27th. Hope to be able to have somebody on board by mid-March, late March, start demolition. There's going to be 1 general contract, demolition and the construction is all the same contractor. We did that to avoid any potential issues with improper fill materials from a demolition contractor. We had a new contractor coming in, so help save time and keep things on a straight and narrow.
What's your anticipated completion schedule?
Late October, early November.
Okay. And Chief, I know there have been discussions earlier, but I believe that you and the trustees made a decision where to house the temporary station.
Yes, we do appreciate the city offering us the building on Maplewood. We did go through that facility and look at it, and there were to be honest, Mayor, there were a lot of unknowns that we were sort of worried about in that structure. And in the meantime, Lord University bought some of that property. They bought the old bus garage. And they also own the house at 6676 Brent Road. One of the professors just moved out of it about 5 weeks ago, and they offered that home to us to house the firefighters during the construction time. And we are going to take them up on that offer.
I might request or recommend that you distribute in the immediate neighborhood and let the neighbors know that you're going to be there.
Sure.
And that there might be a little bit more activity around that site, but it's for a limited period of time. I think that'll make a big difference too.
Sure. We will get a letter out that we want to be good neighbors, and it will be for a short period of time during the construction phase, and it's hopefully for the good of everyone to have this the station built quickly.
Okay.
We will be only we'll have 1 engine there and the life squad there. So there'll only be 5 individuals at that home.
And Mayor, the trucks will not be undercover, right? They'll be outside.
Right now, we are looking at possibly putting them under some type of a aluminum frame canvas, something that you see at a flower the flower shops that come up on the, around the, like Lowe's and things like that, the big box stores, that they have flowers in them, something of that nature. We haven't decided yet. We're still getting prices on that to see if it's within our budget or not. Otherwise, they would sit out and they would be parked in that side lot that where I believe it was for the bus garage employees, just off to the side of that house, just east of the house itself.
So out in front of the fenced area?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, out in front of the fenced area. And the garage would be used to store the firefighters' gear. That way, we're not bringing any contaminants from the gear, the hydrocarbons, into the house for the firefighters to breathe. We store that separately.
Very good.
Any questions?
Any more questions from city council? Chief, or Mrs. Husman?
I'm just so excited to have you here in our presence talking about this, and I just want to thank you for all the work that has been done, and I think we're all really looking forward to the completed project, of course, but this is a huge step forward, and I appreciate you coming and taking the time to do so.
No problem. I'm happy to do so. If you ever have any questions you want me to, if you're mayor, council, I'd be more than happy to come out and discuss anything you have.
Well, we appreciate you taking time this evening and coming and updating us. I know that it's been a long process to determine the site, but now that the site's determined, you're making good progress, and we appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And we look forward to this new facility in our downtown.
I think it'll be a gem. I think you'll all see when we're finished, it will be a gem to the downtown area.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor, we will see that you get an updated picture to the station.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Vedder and Mr. Lee, thank you for being here as well.
Pleasure.
All right. With that, we're going to move on to agenda item 6. And city council has a number of personnel issues to be updated on, which we do expect to take action on later in the meeting, immediately following that. But at this time, I look for a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
And Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. So we are going to adjourn into executive session in this room. We need to ask you to go out in the lobby, and we will let you know when we're done. City Council has a number of things to be updated on, but we will be taking action following this executive session, and we'll get through it just as quickly as we can. So thank you for vacating our chamber for a little bit, and we'll come out and get you. All right, door here. Thank you all for your patience. We have a number of ordinance items tonight. Let me say first that no action was taken in executive session. We reviewed personnel items only. And as a result of our discussion in executive session, I now have two additional ordinances to add to the agenda. They will be 7H, which will be Ordinance 12-2013. This is a contract settlement ordinance with the Sylvania Municipal Employees Association. And then adding as 7I, Ordinance 13, that is a contract settlement with our telecommunicators, our police dispatchers here in the city. With that, we are ready to proceed with agenda item 7, which it will be A through I. And since we have so many of them, I think we'll just let everybody in on the wealth of reading these. We'll keep the clerk busy. Let's start with 7A, which is Ordinance 3-2012, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 121, Mayor. And we'll start with Mr. Lukey, because technically these are all his.
Although I very much appreciate it. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 3-2013. Copy has been provided previously to members of council, therefore I'll read the title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinance thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 121, Mayor, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 3-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And just to clarify for everybody in the room, this is clarifying and amending the position of Economic Development and Administrative Services Coordinator, which is Mr. Stanford at this current time. It's been moved and seconded. Is there a motion for final approval?
Not yet. Move final passage, Ordinance Number 3-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 3-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries in Ordinance 3-2013. Is approved. For the two students here, let me tell you what we're doing, or the evening would be a whole lot longer. Our charter requires us to read all amendments three times and in their entirety. The first motion is to waive the second and third readings and to waive by title only. The second one is for passage as an emergency. That just means we can pass it the same night without waiting for a second and third night to read them again, if five or more council members concur. So, and most legislation could be passed this way, but not all legislation. We'll see if we can get through all these tonight this way or not. I hope we do. So with that, we're ready to move on to agenda item 7B, which was proposed ordinance 4-2012. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 4-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 125, Department of Public Safety, Section 125.01, Director's Powers and Duties, and Section 125.02, Division of Police, to more accurately reflect the current city personnel assignments. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 4-2013 be read by title only, the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 4-2013.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 4-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 4-2013 is approved. We'll now move to Agenda Item 7C, Proposed Ordinance 5-2013. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 5-2013. All members of Council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 127, Department of Public Service, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 5-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 5-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 5-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 5-2013 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 7D, we have Proposed Ordinance 6-2013. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance 6-2013. All members of Council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinance thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance, Chapter 129, Department of Finance, by deleting Chapter 126, Department of Personnel, waiving the second, third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 6, 2013 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 6-2013.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 6-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 6-2013 is approved. We'll now move to agenda item 7E, which was proposed ordinance 7-2013. Mrs. Capalini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 7-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinance thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance, Chapter 131, Department of Law, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 7-2013 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 7-2013.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance 7-2013 be approved as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 7-2013 is approved. Now we'll move on to agenda item 7F. Before we do that, the ones that we just finished, those five ordinances, were all shifting responsibilities or matching our current employment levels with the number of employees we have. There are a number of positions that are not being filled, and these preceding ordinances assigned their duties to other existing positions. It was a reorganization of the city, and that's what those are about. Now, the next four ordinances we are going to do are wage adjustments. The first two are for non-union employees. The next two after that, the last two we'll do, are for union contracts. So ordinance 9-2013 is an adjustment of a part of a lump sum bonus to be paid to some of our lower paid employees to offset your insurance costs, where they are assuming 15% rather than the current 10% of their insurance premiums, plus paying higher co-pays when they visit their doctors. So this is agenda item 7F, ordinance 9. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And before we move on, I think you're being too shy about the changes that you have initiated here as mayor. And you know, by my head count, we are in non-safety personnel. This reflects a 12% reduction in our overall employee force in the city. I think it's a admirable response to a difficult budget situation that municipalities like ours are encountering in the state of Ohio. We have been, as a city, we have been fortunate to have had some resources to allow us to transition through these changes, but these are real and significant changes. I think we counted six fewer employees by the end of February, and when you have less than 50 employees outside of the safety area, this is a truly significant reorganization and reduction in our staffing. And I know we have talked about this in budget and in our budget discussions, but you have led the charge here, and the city owes you a thank you. And I know it's been, we owe a thank you to all our administration who have worked hard on this, And a special thank you to all our employees who are stepping up and doing more and still delivering the kinds of services that our neighbors expect and want from us. And so I know I don't always speak for all of us, but I'm pretty sure that I do tonight, that we thank you for this effort and for the work of the administration.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. If I could just add one thing. We did this, we have not laid anybody off. Because of changes to the Ohio public employee retirement system, we had a number of employees retire both in 2011 and 2012, and that's made these changes possible without forcibly retiring anybody or laying anybody off. So these are not done under employee duress.
All right, I think you called on me to do something else. So.
Ordinance 9, 2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 9-2013. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Providing for a one-time lump sum bonus of $600 to be paid on the first full pay period of February 2013 to all full-time non-union city employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A and 139.03D3 and 4, providing for a one-time lump sum bonus of $300 to be paid on the first full pay period of February 2013 to all part-time non-union city and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A and 139.03D3 and 4, providing for a one-time lump sum payment of $250 to all full-time non-union city employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A and some of the positions included in section 139.03D4, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 9-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 9-2013.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 9-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 9-2013 is approved. Now we're down to ordinance or agenda item 7G and ordinance 10-2013. This is the ordinance granting a 1% pay increase to all of our non-union employees. It's also the one with the longest title to read, Mr. Luque, and it's back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 10, 2013. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. Making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinance of Sylvania 1979 as amended in other ordinances by granting a 1% pay increase to some of the appointed officials whose titles are listed in section 139.03D3, with all the increase provided herein for the treasurer and director of finance being allocated to the director of finance, and with the increase provided herein for the director of public safety being allocated to the director of public service, by granting a 1% pay increase to some of the employees in the labor and trade supervision group whose titles are listed in codified ordinance section 139.03D4, by amending certain other sections in chapter 139 to more accurately reflect the city's current personnel and policies, therefore waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 10-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 10-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 10-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 10-2013 is approved. That ordinance gives for the next year our non-union employees similar increases as to the four bargaining union contracts that have been negotiated. The city has already approved contracts for two of our bargaining units, one of the police patrolmen and police and sergeants or command officers. The two that we have to do tonight are Sylvania Municipal Employee Association and police dispatchers or telecommunicators. Added agenda item 7H is ordinance 12-2013. That's for the Sylvania Municipal Employee Associates. And I need to have you correct in the title of this ordinance. It's 2013, not 2012. Mrs. Husband.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 12-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2013 on behalf of the City of Sylvania Municipal Employees Association, SMEA, affiliated with District 8, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 12-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 12-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 12-2013 as emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 12-2013 is approved. Now to the last of these ordinances, I added agenda item 7I, which is ordinance 13, which is our contract settlement. It's a three-year contract with our telecommunicators or our police dispatchers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 13-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2013 on behalf of the City of Sylvania Telecommunicators, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 13-2013, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 13-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 13-2013 is approved. Thank you all for your work to passage all those. That does settle the reorganization of the city and our wages for the next 12 months with our non-union employees and the next 3 years with our four bargaining units. And we're happy to have that behind us. And let's move on to agenda item 8, which is proposed ordinance 8-2013. This is to authorize the donation of bicycles to the Sylvania Area Family Services. Chief, can you address this one, where the bicycles came from?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Each year, we accumulate many bicycles that are turned into the police department, either by officers who have recovered them out there on duty and found them laying in the street or elsewhere, or residents have turned in the bikes. And over the many months, we have been unable to locate any of the owners of these bikes. So each year, we request council to approve donating these bikes to the Sylvania Area Family Services to utilize these bikes and take them out of the property room, clear out space. So,
you know how many bikes you have this year, Chief?
Ten.
Ten. Okay, I'm sorry. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 8-2013. All members of council previous receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the donation of bicycles to Savinieri Family Servicing, determining said items to be of no further use to the city of Savinia, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that to waive the second and third readings and read by title ordinance, title only ordinance 8-2013. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage ordinance 8-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 8-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 8-2013 is approved. Agenda item 9 has to do with a request for an Ohio liquor license transfer at 7625 Sylvania Avenue. We've done a couple of these before, and I wanted to bring this to you so that you know that liquor licenses are being transferred into Sylvania. I'd like Mr. Moan to describe the process.
Sure.
What's going on?
And again, we've had this, I think this is the third transfer request that has come in. We did it for Pasta Fina a number of years ago. We've done it for Element 112, and now this is the third request. It's my opinion that these are administrative functions and not a legislative function, but I think that the process is something that we wanted to make you aware of, that, you know, in the old days, liquor licenses were generally restricted in numbers to communities. That's still the law, however, the exception's been carved out for economic development purposes to allow licenses to come in. We, at the administrative level, have reviewed them and proceeded to allow that process to continue. These still have to come back to city council once the background check is done and the decision is ultimately by council, as is always done, on whether to request a hearing. But the process to start has to start with someone indicating that we believe that it is for an economic development concept and process. This is out by the Kroger store on King Road. It's a restaurant that had closed that liquor license, has passed on to some other entity, and this is an opportunity to bring it back to that particular location. We feel it was a good thing to do, and just wanted to let you know that that's the process, and because we've now gotten more than one and more than two, we thought we would bring them on a case-by-case basis to council so that they're aware of it.
Any action required?
None is required. Comments from council, or at least as they come up, we want to make you aware, and then you can provide feedback. But I think that in this day and age, these things are helpful for economic development, and we're not opposed to it, but we do evaluate them on a case-by-case basis.
I think last meeting we were in here with the one from Pacifica Restaurant out in Kroger Shopping Center. It wasn't moving, and it was just changing the name that it owned. This is the restaurant immediately east of that. Those both opened at the same time, and Restaurant Pacifica has been constant and been there the whole time. The one next to it has been Dimitri's and then Playmakers, and I'm not sure if there was something else in there in the middle. There was maybe Playmakers was the sports bar.
I think there were two Playmakers.
Okay. And they're trying to get somebody back in there, but they need a liquor license to do it. And they found one to transfer into the community. I'm not opposed to this. Just wanted to make you aware of it. All right. Let's then move on. Page 2 of the agenda. We're up to agenda item 10. The city of Sylvania does not do maintenance on US 23. To put that in perspective, if you go down to Columbus on Ohio 315, you'll see signs, maintenance done by Worthington. And that's an expensive proposition to do that. We have been in contract with ODOT for many years at around $30,000 or a little bit less than $30,000. And the work that's estimated to do that varies year to year. It depends whether there's paving projects or road repair projects or how much snow falls. We would like to continue that arrangement, but to do that, ODOT has asked more of us, and I'd like to ask Mr. Aller to describe the changes, which at first I was aghast at, but as I thought about it and heard how long it would take, it's not as bad a deal as I thought.
Yes, we'll need some additional work for street crews during snow and ice control. But when compared to the possible alternative, I still think that the city's coming out in a good position in this, with the deal that they're asking. We have been paying the fee to ODOT for several years now. It started in the $20,000 range, and over the years, there's increased based on consumer price index. This year's fee would have been roughly about $32,000 that we paid to ODOT. And what that gets us is basically everything, all of the work that's done on US 23 within the city limits. The Ohio Revised Code requires cities to pay for any maintenance to state highways not classified as an interstate. And US 23 is not classified as an interstate. So we would be responsible for the cost of that road. ODOT's taken that on by agreement for that roughly $30,000 payment in the past. ODOT is also required to maintain state highways not within the city limits. That includes sections of Monroe Street and Alexis Road that are in Sylvania Township. Those sections are difficult for them to work into their snow and ice control because they're such short sections. They're US 23 I-475 type operations, not street operations. They have asked us to take on the maintenance of those sections. Basically, on Alexis Road, they've asked us to extend out to Flanders Road and on Monroe Street to extend to Lasky Road. The city of Toledo will actually maintain the section from their city boundary out to those points, and we'll meet at that point, if you will. In exchange for us taking on those duties, they'll continue the existing agreement as it's written actually reduce this year's fee to a starting point of $30,000 and then increase on an annual basis from there based on the consumer price index, just like it is now. Is it additional work for our snow and ice control crews? Yes. During a heavy winter, where we have more salt costs, costs associated with that operation, yes. Last year wouldn't have cost us anything. So it's just we're at the Mother Nature at that point. The reverse of that is a few years back, they performed the improvements to the exit and entrance ramps and a short distance of US 23. That project alone would have cost us $135,600. While it is an annual expense, getting into the market package to maintain US 23 is not something that I would recommend. So the agreement as it stands, I think is a fair one. Yes, we're taking more on, but I think treating is fairly. And it's, as far as the operation, the routes that currently clear snow and ice on those routes, the route will just extend, that much further before they get back into the city. So it's manageable for our crews, and I would recommend entering into the agreement.
This is an issue that has irritated me since I became mayor and understood it. Why is the city of Sylvania or any other municipality required to do maintenance on state routes through their cities while urban townships are not? It doesn't make any sense. But that is the way state law is set up. I've stood up for years. I remember standing up in front of Governor Voinovich when he was in Perrysburg and making this very comment. He was talking about dumping it all back on the cities. At least now they take 15% or 20% of capital improvements and they pay for that. And we did get them to keep that in there. He's going to take it all the way out. But it's something that needs to be corrected in state law. it does make sense for rural townships where they don't have enough people to do it, and most of the traffic is people driving through their community as opposed to a city or an urban township where it's a surface, it becomes a surface road like Alexis or Monroe Street is. So there's some logic to it, but it's not fair compared to urban townships. I mean, both Sylvania and Township and Springfield Township are more populous than the city of Sylvania, and yet this is an expense they don't have to bear. You ask somebody in state government, well, why does city have to do it? Well, you have an income tax, you can afford to do it. No, that's not why we have an income tax, but that's the way they do it. I do recommend approval of this new agreement. We're far ahead, and we are not set up to do a limited access highway. We do Alexis, we do Monroe Street, but it would take more equipment and more personnel and be more dangerous to get us out on a limited access highway. So I recommend ordinance 11 be approved. Be approved. Mr. Milner is not here to do this as streets. Mrs. Westfall, let's go to safety for it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 11-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for snow and ice removal of U.S. 23, State Route 184, and State Route 51, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 11-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 11-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 11-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 11-2013 is approved. I saw city crews were out doing some salting today.
We
do have plenty of salt.
We were actually spreading calcium.
Oh, okay.
Because of the temperature.
Okay. Agenda item 11, committee reports. Any committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals to be made at this time? Agenda item 12. If not, let's move on to added agenda item 13 to set a public hearing date. Mr. Hainer.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We have referred to the Planning Commission proposed revisions to our sign code, and I don't think we did attach a number to that ordinance.
Okay.
I'm looking at the memo that I have, and it has a blank on the ordinance number. We did refer the matter.
We'll just refer to changes to the sign code.
Right. We referred that along with the memo that Mr. Moan prepared to the Planning Commission, and I noticed that they discussed it. And
actually, it's ordinance 2-2013. It's on the Planning Commission meeting minutes here.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did. Okay, good. So it is ordinance 2-2013?
Yes.
Okay, and I noticed the Planning Commission considered it and decided to take
discussed it at length, but then decided that that was too big of an issue just to turn around in one meeting. They are committed to returning a recommendation to you at their meeting in February, which is February 13th.
And that's consistent with their
within the 45
with days. With their obligations under the rules. So looking at the calendar and the statute, I think the first time we could properly notice and hold a public hearing on a sign code amendment would be doing it before a meeting would be on March 4th, because we need 30 days notice. Our next on February 19th is the second meeting in February, so the first time we could do this would be March 4th. Again, scheduling a public hearing doesn't mean that we will act on it or that we will do anything. It is scheduling a public hearing, and I think we can get that on the books, and I would propose that we schedule a public hearing on ordinance number 2-2013 relating to the sign code at 6:30 on March 4th, prior to our March 4th meeting.
Is that 6:30, Mr. Hainer?
6:30, I think, will...
Okay. As far as I know, is the clerk all right with that date? You need to advertise, but that's a ways out, and you need 30 days in advance, so how to be able to make that? I need a second to that motion. It's been moved and seconded to set a public hearing on Monday, March 4th at 6:30 for consideration of ordinance 2, 2013, changes to the sign ordinance. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk will get that public notice out. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. We do have a couple of information items. I guess the most important one is information item A. If you look at that, that is a year-end report for income tax collections, and they were up just under 3.5% for the year. So that's positive movement. We'd like to see more, we hope to see more, but you're not going to see the moves up like you do in some communities that lost a lot of jobs during the recession. We don't have the jobs to regain. We do have some empty commercial sites and office sites, which as those fill up, we may get a bigger bump. I think that's all we need to discuss. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, February 4th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.